Okay, welcome to the Situation Update, Friday the 14th, 2021. Mike Adams here, feeling so much better than I did earlier in the week. I'm all caffeinated up with Yaupon holly. You know what Yaupon holly is? This is the only plant in North America that produces caffeine. And it grows wild, like weeds, all over Central Texas, including my backyard. And guess how you extract caffeine from Yaupon holly? That's right, an espresso machine. We've been talking about espresso machines and pine needle tea, right? And shikimic acid, star anise herb, fennel seeds, and citrus peels and everything. The espresso machine turns out to be like a home medicine maker. And if you've missed some of those podcasts, check out my channel. But I'm telling you, you can just go out and pick Yaupon holly, stuff it in the espresso machine, run a cycle, boom, you've got like Yaupon coffee, basically, for free. It's more green than brown, and it doesn't have a roasted taste because it's not roasted, but it's free. It's free like a caffeinated beverage from just Mother Nature. Awesome. Okay, I got a number of announcements today, but first, oh, big news. I want you to hear this segment, just a few seconds, from my song from a decade ago called Vaccine Zombie. Listen to this and listen to the words carefully. Here we go.
Come and play, come and play, come and play, come and play in my vaccine lottery. You're gonna pay, you're gonna pay, cause the vaccine makes more profit than vitamin D. Listen up, listen up, listen up. The new form of vaccine ain't even safe. They stick it in your arm, do a permanent harm. They treat you like a medical slave.
All right, did you hear that, folks? Vaccine lottery. Come and play in my vaccine lottery. Guess what? Ohio just announced a $1 million vaccine lottery for adults who have gotten vaccinated. If you get vaccinated in Ohio, you're automatically entered into a lottery and you might win $1 million, or you might die. You might die, or you might win $1 million soon to be worthless fiat currency dollars. What could possibly be wrong with this deal? But it's just amazing that I wrote a song with this exact scenario in it over a decade ago. It's like one of those Simpsons episodes that predicted 9/11 or all kinds of other weird things that you've seen in old Simpsons episodes. Turns out Health Ranger rap songs predicted a vaccine lottery. What are the odds of that, huh? So, by the way, we're going to get into a ton of news. Let me cover some basic announcements. Today's sponsor is the Satellite Phone Store. You've probably heard about them. I'll talk about them later, but the website is SAT123.com. SAT123.com. I find out why I have satellite phones now. I'm starting to get more because I'm handing them out to people I want to be able to reach in an emergency. We'll talk about that later. Scott McKay has an event happening on Sunday, just 2 days away. It's a live event in Dallas, but he's selling streaming seats, like you can watch online for $20. And I'm chiming in with a remote segment with Scott McKay. I'm not going to be there in person. I'm not going anywhere in person for a while because of what's happening. But I'm going to be chiming in via video. You can get seats to the Scott McKay event if you want. That's the Patriot Street Fighter. Get them at scottmckay.us. And he's raising money for a nationwide tour, like 90 cities that he's going to. Whoa, 90 cities, every state across America to spread liberty. And that takes some guts, takes some energy. So I'm going to power him up with a bunch of Health Ranger store products. It turns out he's going to be like a rolling Health Ranger store pharmacy of sorts. That ought to be fun. Everywhere he goes, he'll have like non-GMO vitamin C from my store. Got to keep that guy healthy. And then this evening, I'm appearing on the Ann Vandersteel show. And what is it? Steel Truth. Ann Vandersteel is interviewing me about pine needle tea. And that's going to be airing, I believe, at about 9:20 Eastern time. But since I'm not exactly sure the correct minute of that, you might want to tune in around 9-ish Eastern time at steeltruth.com. Also, one more note, I had a doctor reach out to me today who said, Mike, you're not going to believe this. I've got the Death Star plans for the depopulation vaccine agenda. I'm like, whoa, a Star Wars reference. This is a person I like. I'm like, okay. I said, what is it? Just like shooting swamp rats, right? That's another Star Wars reference, but it really works today because of the swamp in DC. And, or I guess maybe those were womp rats in Star Wars, technically, right? Weren't they? Womp rats, but we'll just call them swamp rats. But anyway, I'm trying to connect an interview with this doctor to talk about the Death Star plans for infertility and what this does to women's ovaries. This targets the ovaries. So this is an ovarian depopulation agenda. It's an Orwellian ovarian depop scheme. And since so many women are going along with it, I guess it would be an obedient Orwellian ovarian depopulation scheme. And since everybody has to go along with it, it would be, you guessed it, an obligatory obedient Orwellian ovarian depopulation agenda. And we're gonna talk about that and the Death Star. Okay, next bizarre thing. My team that is has put together the Brighteon store, which you can find at brighteonstore.com. They told me a few days ago that they had put in, you know, kitchen appliances and blenders and mini trampolines and stuff like that. So I think I mentioned it on one of these podcasts, and that we had all these other products available in the Brighteon store that are fulfilled by other companies, but you can buy them through our store and it helps support Brighteon. Well, turns out my team never made those live, but they actually connected the products on the back end. So somebody, probably someone listening to this, was out there searching for yoga mats on the Brighteon store, and they came up through the search, and someone bought some yoga mats. And thank you for your support, by the way. So my team flipped out. They were like, what's going on? How are we selling things that we don't even have? It was this horrendous internal communication error. I guess I jumped the gun. It's all my fault. They never told me it was all active, but I thought it was. So people were searching for things and finding like secret products in the Brighteon store. Someone bought a ballistic backpack. And I learned about this today. I'm like, we sell ballistic backpacks? How is that even possible? And it turns out if you go into the Brighteon store right now and you search for the word bulletproof, it will bring up the Guard Dog bulletproof ballistic backpack on sale, at least at the moment, for $135. And there's two colors, I think, there's two colors, pink and high country. I would definitely go with the high country. But anyway, you can literally right now, you can go in to the Brighteon store and you can search for secret things and you can buy them. And you can totally freak out all my customer service people. And I strongly encourage you to do this. So you can even search for a mini rebounder trampoline, the kind that goes in your living room. The problem is it also brings up a 15-foot trampoline with a safety enclosure that I don't want to sell. I don't want to sell a backyard trampoline because kids break their necks on those things. So I'm going to ask them to remove that. But there's all kinds of weird secret products now in the Brighteon store and that I didn't even know about. We're adding more. And I'm going to have to do some of my shopping on Brighteon Store. And the only reason I mention this is because what Mike Lindell proved with MyPillow is that the economy is shifting very strongly to people want to support the companies that have the ethics that resonate with them. And I've never seen so many people buy so many pillows just to support Mike Lindell. I mean, people buy pillows they don't even need because they want to support Mike Lindell, who's an American hero with what he's doing, you know, exposing the election fraud and fighting for truth and real justice in America. And I'm like, yeah, let's buy some more pillows. Support Mike Lindell. It's almost a donation, but you get a pillow too. And I know that some people do that with us. And I support that. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. But if we could offer products through our store that you would normally buy on Amazon, I know people would rather buy them through us because they want us to get the margin instead of Amazon. It's not like Bezos needs another $1 billion. I mean, but we could use a few bucks to pay more programmers on Brighteon. So We're going to have more products in there and secret, you know, secret shopping opportunities, I guess, if there are things you want. I'm going to have to get in there and really scrutinize this list of what's in the store, because there are certain things that I obviously don't want to sell. Frankly, I would refuse to sell. But there are other things that are good to sell, like a ballistic backpack. In fact, I was talking about that in a podcast the other day. You can flip it around and wear it on your chest. If you're escaping an office, you know, and let's say you have a pistol with you. I mean, actually, what I've recommended to some people is to put the pistol in the backpack and an extra magazine, if you're not allowed to wear it on your hip, and then have it at your workplace if they allow you to do so, if it's legal in the state and so on. And then if there's a shooting at your workplace, you can rip open the backpack, grab the pistol, take it out of the bag, you know, put the backpack on your chest, wear it, you know, on the front side of your torso, and then grab your gun and make your way out of the building. And by the way, just be careful if there are police responding to that event. You don't want to look like the attacker. So just be cognizant of all that. But that's all gun training stuff, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that today. So I love how when the pipeline shuts down in America and thousands of gas stations run out of gas, the Biden regime blames hoarders. Yeah, they had the gall to stand up there. Oh, Jen Psaki there says there's no shortage. We haven't run out of gas anywhere. It's just these panic hoarders or panic buyers. They're taking all the gas. No, your pipeline got closed. Actually, I think the deep state did it, or maybe it was China working with the Biden regime, because we know the Biden regime answers to China anyway. It's probably China or the Obama deep state. And so, of course, gas prices are spiking like crazy all over America. $7.50 a gallon at some gas stations in Southeast states. Gas prices are now the highest in the USA since 2014. Oh, who was president in 2014? Oh, Obama. Who's president now? It's still Obama. Yeah, it's Obama's third term. It's Joe Biden-Obama. That's who's in the White House at the moment, you know, illegitimately stole the election. The real president should be still Trump. Maybe he'll be coming back. We'll find. But this is part of the process of America going, what the bleepity bleep is happening here? Look how quickly Biden is destroying this country. I mean, 4 months under Biden proved just how amazing Trump was for 4 years overall, even though I strongly disagree with his pro-vaccine stance, as you know. But Trump had gas prices down below $2 where I live. Biden's managed to push it up to $7.50. In some places. And so, of course, this shows the vulnerability of the entire system. And we also have Biden and Governor Whitmer intentionally shutting down other pipelines in other places across the country. This is all deliberate. It also shows that China has probably the cyber warfare potential to be able to shut down America's infrastructure at any given time. They could attack pipelines, they could attack banks, financial institutions. They could attack maybe nuclear power plants, maybe, you know, power grid substation control centers and things like that, natural gas generation plants, coal-fired power plants, and so on. And guess what? Guess what? America could be turned off, boom, like that. And it turns out that almost nobody's got any extra storage of anything, you know, except that lady from yesterday who was putting gasoline in a plastic Walmart bag. She's not going to be around much longer, it turns out. But what you're watching here, I just want to point out, the gasoline shortages across the Southeast and the so-called panic buying and, you know, everybody trying to stock up on gas and storing like 50 gallons of gasoline in the trunk of their car in an enclosed garage and wondering why things go boom. This is all a tiny preview of the Green New Deal. If you think a pipeline closing is bad, wait till the insane lunatic left-wing Marxist congresswomen, i.e., you know, AOC and others, wait till they take away combustion engines entirely. If you thought a pipeline shutting down was bad, wait till no trucks are allowed to use highways if they combust fuels. Then you're going to see just the absolute chaotic, I mean, just the end of civilization, because you can't just stop all the combustion engines. You got to take if you want to get rid of them, you need to take about 50 years to wean off of them slowly, if that's even your goal. You can't just say, hey, let's stop all the engines all at once. Brrr. No tractors, no tractor trailers, no rigs, no construction equipment, no heavy cranes. That means no high-rises will be constructed, no lumber will be delivered, no food will be delivered, no fuel will be delivered, no medical supplies, no Amazon, no little Amazon trucks, because they run on fuel also, turns out. They're not all electric. Just everything would stop, and then the Democrats would say, this is awesome, the planet is wonderful, while everybody's dying and starving to death, and like, finally, this is what we were trying to achieve. We finally made it happen. Green New Deal. And of course, the economic attacks on America have already begun. The hyperinflation has begun. It's not just that prices are going up, it's that massive shortages are also appearing in so many areas. On the food side, chicken is running out somehow. I don't know how they could run out of chicken, because they seem to have a lot of, you know, chicken farms, Tyson Foods and such, you know, little chicken torture farms. Lumber is running short everywhere, which also seems bizarre, because from what I've heard, there's plenty of lumber at the lumber mills. It's just not getting transported anywhere. Or it's an artificial scarcity play of some kind. I've heard in Texas, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard in Texas that the Mexican mafia is involved in the lumber industry in Texas, and they're making a fortune right now running like backdoor, you know, black market lumber operations. They're making a fortune. Because I tell you what, this is what I learned in South America. If you need something transported somewhere, Mexicans and South Americans, they can get that job done. They are very entrepreneurial when it comes to transporting things. Now, sadly, because of the demand for, you know, human trafficking in North America, part of what they're transporting is, you know, human beings, innocent children and such. And that's a crime, but I mean, it's a crime against humanity. They're also transporting drugs and so on. But the Mexicans are also good at just transporting lumber. And that's not a crime, I don't think. Is it a crime to bring lumber in? We're trying to build something here. Let's have some lumber. Well, gasoline is in short supply in some areas, as you know. Steel is running short. Steel. We are having to wait, 3 to 4 months on a steel building that we ordered for our warehouse expansion. It's incredible. I mean, months for a steel building. And as I recall, this steel building cost 250% more than what the same building would have cost 2 years ago. So we're paying way more than double and waiting many, many months to get that building. And that's when the construction begins after you get it. So we are trying to keep up with all the demand. And we built like another 4,000 to 5,000 square foot area for an expanded production room. Well, it's more than a room. It's a bunch of rooms. I mean, it's like another massive kitchen warehouse thing. And I forgot the exact number, but just the lumber for this thing, just the lumber for the internal walls and some decking above the ceiling, I think the lumber is going to be like, now, and this may be an updated number, $60,000 to $70,000 worth of lumber. Man, that's crazy. But this is a sign of things to come. Okay, now the big news yesterday was the CDC just released new guidelines that says vaccinated people, or who they call fully vaccinated. I guess that means you've had 2 shots and you're still alive. And not everybody's made it that far. But fully vaccinated people don't need to wear masks inside or outside in most situations, not even in small gatherings and so on. So there was a tweet from the White House yesterday. Big news from the CDC. If you're fully vaccinated, you do not need to wear a mask indoors or outdoors. So wait. What? I thought flip-flop Fauci. I thought he said everybody had to wear a mask. I thought he said we don't have this under control yet. And by the way, leftists love to wear their masks. They love the little symbols of virtue signaling obedience to the medical mafia. They love their masks. You're going to take away their love? I thought you said love wins. But they're saying if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. But have you ever thought about this? The people who are fully vaccinated are the people who love to wear the masks. In fact, I can tell you what's going to happen. Fully vaccinated people who are the obedient, you know, suicidal medical mafia followers, they're going to want to wear a mask because they don't want people to think that they're not mask wearers. You know, if they're outside in liberal cities or states, you know, Los Angeles or something, or San Francisco, they've been screaming at people who didn't wear masks. So they don't want to go maskless. They want a virtue signal. They want to shout to the world that they're an obedient follower of mask mandates. And now that the CDC has changed their position, it doesn't change their own thinking. They still want the mask. They want people to think they've been fully vaccinated. So they're going to keep wearing the masks. Maybe they're going to keep wearing two or three masks. Whatever happened to that advice? How did it go from three masks to now, you don't need a mask? I'll tell you what this really is, by the way. This is Fauci spreading the post-vaccine super strains. He wants vaccinated people to shed more effectively. So he wants vaccinated people to take off their masks so that when they speak, they are spraying spike protein particles into the air. This is a deliberate shed and spread method from Fauci. Shed and spread. So that's why he says, if you've been vaccinated, take off your mask. That's the only way they can keep the plague going. Now, the people who haven't been wearing masks for a long time are the people who refuse to be vaccinated. The people who now have, for the most part, natural immunity, because almost everybody who gets out has been exposed at this time, and they've overcome the very mild virus, and they have antibodies, which are better than a vaccine, way better. And so, but Fauci says those people need to wear a mask. So get this then. Fauci says the people who pose no danger to others because they have natural antibodies should be wearing masks, while the people who have taken vaccines and are shedding spike proteins, they should not wear a mask. This is now the new advice. If you're a danger to others, take your mask off, says Fauci. If you're no danger to others, keep your mask on. What kind of nonsense is this? Well, it's simple. This is Faucism, you know, medical fascism. Quite obvious. Now, by the way, if you run into trouble in a liberal city and you're not wearing a mask and you're walking into a restaurant or somewhere, I don't know, a Costco or a football stadium, if you still do that kind of thing, and someone starts to give you trouble, hey, you're not wearing a mask. Have you been vaccinated? Let me tell you something, you know, because I don't think it's okay to lie to people. And I want you to tell the truth, but if you've ever been vaccinated in your life, ever, even as an infant, then you can honestly answer, yes, I've been vaccinated. Just say it out loud. Yeah, I've been vaccinated. Okay, you can come on in. Now, you may have been vaccinated against, you know, smallpox or something, or chicken pox. In fact, if you were a child and your parents were like homeschooling moms and they took you to a chicken pox party, you have been vaccinated against chicken pox if you caught the chicken pox. That's another type of vaccine. In fact, vaccines don't have to come from a needle. You can be vaccinated, so to speak, against, you know, microbes floating around in the air just by being exposed. That's a type of vaccination because you're exposed to the pathogen, let's say influenza. Your body overcomes the influenza, builds the antibodies. Naturally, you have innate immunity, and then you're immune to that year's seasonal flu. Guess what? You've been vaccinated against the flu innately through the natural process. So who here hasn't ever overcome a flu? Pretty sure everybody has, because if you didn't overcome a flu, you'd be dead by now. So everyone listening to this can honestly answer, if you're asked, have you been vaccinated? Your answer is, yes, I have been vaccinated, in fact. Probably hundreds of times in your lifetime through natural methods. And if they press it and say, well, where's your vaccine card? You can just say, I left it at home with my voter ID card. I heard that none of these are required in America. Yeah. It's on the table with the voter ID. Oh, you, what? You mean I don't have to have a voter ID, but I do have to have a vaccine ID? Sorry, no thank you. Okay, now moving on to the cryptocurrency topic. I know that my podcast yesterday ruffled just a few feathers in the cryptocurrency market. Like, why are you saying that Bitcoin is bad for the environment, man? And actually, you know, it started with Elon Musk. He tweeted out that they're no longer going to take a Bitcoin to buy Tesla vehicles because Bitcoin uses an enormous amount of electricity. And then Elon Musk got jumped all over yesterday by people who were claiming, I think like Anthony Pompliano and so on, and Zero Hedge did an article supporting this, saying, oh man, no, the Bitcoin is powered by green energy. It's all like hydropower. Like 75% of Bitcoin is all renewables. And so I saw that and I said, what? Because that doesn't make any sense, because I know that China is maybe 65-70% coal, and way more than half of the Bitcoin mining in the world happens in China. And so, therefore, how could anyone claim that it's 75% renewable energy powering Bitcoin? So I decided to dig into it and do a little more research just to make sure that I know what I'm talking about on this. And it turns out that the group that had claimed 75% renewable energy was a pro-Bitcoin propaganda front group that had to retract elements of its own, quote, study. It wasn't really a study. It was just BS. But others like Pompliano are quoting this fake study and saying, oh, 75% renewables. Turns out it's not 75% renewables. And they were saying that all the mining happens in the Sichuan province in China, which is the electricity there is powered by, you know, hydroelectric dams. Well, it turns out if you actually do the research on this and you look at Cambridge University researchers and others, and I've cited them in a story on Natural News, turns out that the hydroelectric power in Sichuan is only available when it's raining, you know, during the rainy season and rainy days and rainy weeks. And after the rainy season, then it all goes back to coal. And it turns out that the large Bitcoin mining companies don't even bother with hydroelectric power because it's not reliable. It goes on and off based on the rain. So do you want your power supply dependent on the weather? No. So they do deals with the Chinese government to just run everything on coal at very low cost, like 4 cents per kilowatt hour. And so they're just burning coal to do Bitcoin, which is exactly what I said yesterday, just burning coal to power Bitcoin. But what really shocked me today was to find out just how much electricity is necessary to run Bitcoin. This shocked me. It turns out that Bitcoin uses half the electricity of the entire nation of Australia. Yeah. Yeah, you could power half of Australia with the amount of electricity that's going into Bitcoin. But some of these Bitcoin propagandists are claiming it's not enough, that the more power is used for Bitcoin, the better it is for the world. And they're even claiming that Bitcoin is helping to drive the world toward renewables, because they claim 75% of Bitcoin is run by renewables, which of course is a total falsehood. So according to researchers who did the geolocation of the IP addresses of the Bitcoin miners and did a rather extensive study, and I've given the links in my Natural News article, and they did surveys even of Bitcoin mining companies, turns out that it's about 39% of Bitcoin mining is powered by renewables. The rest of it, fossil fuels. So maybe a little more than a third is renewable. The rest is just fossil fuels. And in addition to the fact that Bitcoin requires half the electricity of the entire nation of Australia, to process one Bitcoin transaction on average, if you look at how much energy goes into the entire Bitcoin ecosystem for mining, you know, blockchain mining and confirmations and so on, for every one transaction that is, you know, one person buying or selling Bitcoin, the system uses as much electricity as would be necessary to power a U.S. family home for 38 days. Whoa. And that was published by Digiconomist. And I linked to that. 38 days? Of you could power a home for 38 days? For the amount of electricity that on average goes into one Bitcoin transaction? Yeah. And it turns out that compared to Visa transactions, you know, credit card, you could do 1.1 plus million Visa transactions for the same amount of electricity that it takes to do one Bitcoin transaction. So Bitcoin is a million times less efficient than Visa. And Visa is not that efficient. And then there's also all this electronic waste that's produced. On average, every transaction in Bitcoin produces about 111 grams of electronic waste. In other words, 10 transactions or so, or nine or 10 transactions, produces about a kilogram of e-waste, which is bad for the environment. And as I explained also yesterday, all of this is unnecessary. The reason it's using so much electricity is because the Bitcoin system is solving puzzles to prove that they've solved puzzles. They're just doing work to prove that they've done work in order to arrive at the next lottery blockchain answer, basically, a simplified way to explain that. But it's all unnecessary. It's all work for no purpose. It doesn't produce anything. Nothing in the real world. It's just turning electricity into heat waste and producing a lot of e-waste and just burning up coal. This is not a sustainable system. In fact, it's insane. It's insane. Now, that doesn't mean that Bitcoin doesn't have some utility in some ways, and I've talked about those. And by the way, it's great to be decentralized from the fake fiat currency central banks, right? We want an alternative to the Federal Reserve, but we can't burn up all the world's coal trying to have an alternative parallel money system. And given that only a tiny fraction of the world's population even uses Bitcoin right now, and we're already burning up half the power of Australia, what would happen if even 10% of the world used Bitcoin? Well, it'd use more electricity than the entire world, which means it can't happen because you can't use more electricity than there is unless you build a lot more coal plants and then start, you know, raping and pillaging the land to dig up more coal out of coal mines, just build more coal plants in China and more dams for hydroelectric power. And dams are no friend to the environment. Come on. Who out there is saying that hydroelectric power is green, clean energy? Do you not know how destructive dams are to wildlife, to fish? Come on. The seasonal floods are actually important for the ecosystems out there. Dams are horrific. They're so bad for the environment that in North America, we've been tearing down dams to try to restore wildlife and fish spawning activities and so on. Salmon, all kinds of things. Dams are horrific to the environment. Don't say that hydroelectric power is clean. It's not. It's highly destructive. Don't tell me that e-waste is fine. No, you're digging up mines. You're mining metals, heavy metals, lead and arsenic and cadmium that goes into the circuit boards that are unnecessary. You're just doing work for no purpose other than doing work. It's all greenwashing, folks. So that's what I'm saying today. Even though I support the fundamental idea of cryptocurrency, we got to get off of Bitcoin and onto something that doesn't burn up the world's electricity. This is what I'm saying. And stop with the stupid greenwashing about Bitcoin. It's not green. It's dirty. Bitcoin is dirty, dirty, dirty. It's so dirty, they should call it shitcoin. It's dirty. We need a clean crypto. And guess what? There are clean cryptos out there. I mean, I've heard about them. In fact, come to think of it, I met a guy at the Tulsa event, and now I don't remember what crypto. It was some kind of a crypto that was involved in some good projects. I'll have to find out more about what that is. And I'm not here to pitch any crypto because I don't know what's the clean green crypto. I don't know. Maybe there is one that really works and that could replace Bitcoin. But Bitcoin was a fun experiment that even its own inventors never thought it would get this crazy, that you'd be using the electrical power of a nation to do useless puzzles so that people could think they're getting rich by trading a digital ledger with each other with larger and larger numbers on it. None of that counts as wealth. It's not real. It's not real until you use it to buy gold or land or a house or a diesel pickup truck or something that actually has value, you know, or a firearm. If you can use Bitcoin, buy guns, do it. And do it fast while the Bitcoin still has some kind of perception of value. Come to think of it, you can use Bitcoin at the Brighteon store. But we don't hold on to the Bitcoin. We get rid of it right away because I don't have any faith in Bitcoin holding value long term. But I just want you to know that when people say Bitcoin is all renewable energy, they're full of bunk. It's all greenwashing. That's a hoax. It's been completely debunked. It's mostly coal power. So it's dirty, dirty, dirty Bitcoin. And if people don't know that and they're still using Bitcoin, they're just uninformed. I'm sorry, uninformed. But it reminds me of, you know, a lot of other kind of cult-like behavior, like the vaccine zombies who have their own vaccine cult. And no matter what you tell them, no matter what facts you present to them, never gets through their skull because they're all into the vaccines. Just like some Bitcoin people are all into Bitcoin. Everything's about Bitcoin. And they think they're right as the price keeps going up, 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 up. It's $50,000. And even I've said, oh, it could go to 100,000. Sure it could. In fact, as the dollar collapses, Bitcoin will probably go to, you know, I guess infinity as the dollar approaches zero, because that's math. But that doesn't mean it's got any long-term value. That's the thing. It doesn't hold value. If it held value, it wouldn't skyrocket in value. You know, if it were stable, it wouldn't be going up so fast. Just by definition. You can't say, oh, this is a really stable store of value. You can count on this. There's almost no fluctuation. And then it goes up 5,000% in 2 weeks. That kind of blows your argument out of the water, doesn't it? If it can go up 5,000%, it can go down too, just as fast. And those days are coming. Okay, the United States military, to change topics, has put out a bunch of new woketard ads that have people, I don't know what this is. It's like this animation of this girl saying, I had two mommies, and now I'm running the Patriot missiles for the military, and my family has pride, you know, they're talking about LGBT pride and rainbow flags and everything. I'm so proud to serve my country as the child of lesbians and whatever. And then if you see ads from the Russian military recruiting, you know, actual men, they're badass ads. It's like dun 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 dun, like Rambo, you know, Russian Rambo. And it's such a contrast. And some of the comments on this, people were saying after they watched the US LGBT ad, and like, oh my God, now I know why we're doomed. This is the military, really? It's all about, you know, intersectionality victimhood now. We're going to have like drag queen Pentagon hour next. We already have the all gay helicopter pilots with the rainbow colored helicopters and tutus as part of the uniforms. I can just see the next ad. It's the Forward Operations Base Lesbian Logistics Squad. But instead of driving army transport trucks, they're all driving U-Hauls that they used to move in with each other previously. Dun, dun, dun. Lesbian logistics to the rescue. Desert U-Hauls. We're delivering supplies to the all-gay helicopter pilots. You know, they get there, you open up the back door, like, what is this? Where are the MREs? It's just a bunch of dildos in here. This is not, these are not medical supplies. You said they were mannequins, not parts of men. Come on. I mean, seriously. No, but how insane is it that the military is advertising for recruits by saying, oh, I have two mommies. I got news for you, girl. I got some. Let me just break it to you softly. You have one mommy and you have one daddy. I guarantee it. In fact, it's a biological law. You have one mommy and one daddy. You don't have two mommies. you might have a mommy and then a female lesbian guardian, but they're not both your mommy. Guaranteed. And what are the instruction manuals going to be like? You know, instead of teaching them how to actually launch Patriot missiles and control the system, they're just going to say, well, based on the new LGBT Pentagon instruction manual, all you have to do is order the missiles to self-identify as missiles that launch, and they will do the rest. Because if it's all going to be make-believe, genders and such, all make-believe, then I guess they can make-believe they're launching missiles, and they can make-believe they're driving tanks, and they can make-believe that they're playing soldier in the desert. And guess what? The Russians are not playing make-believe. The Russians are going to kick your little soy boy asses. Or soy girl, I guess, in some cases. The Russians are going to kick your ass. Because the Russians aren't playing around. The Russians are laughing at you. The world is laughing at us, Americans. The world is laughing their heads off. Even the Chinese. Like these Americans. They're going to be so easy to beat when we invade in the California ports, thanks to Governor Newsom. No, seriously, I can just see it down the road. It's like an American forward operating base somewhere in the Middle East, staffed with all the LGBT, you know, soldiers and pregnant women in flight suits, like rainbow flags draped over the top instead of camo, you know, just a giant rainbow flag. The Russians come upon this group and seize them all. It's like, you know, the gay crew, the pregnant women, you know, the transgender soldiers and the drag queen lieutenants and whatever. And the Russians are going to say to themselves, where are the Americans? We found a mutant village of Afghani retards or something. You know, I'm not insulting the Afghanis with that. I'm insulting the Pentagon with that. But that's what the Russians are going to say. They're like, we can't shoot these people. They've already been victimized. What? We don't shoot pregnant women. You know, we're real men here. We don't shoot pregnant women. Bring out the men. Come on, give us a war. Maybe that's the strategy of the Pentagon. The enemy will have pity upon the American soldiers. We pity you. You are so abused. Oh my God, they cut off your penis and gave you a uniform and told you you were a woman. Oh my God. The Russians would get back on their helicopters and fly away and just shaking their heads. They'll report back to their boss. We no longer have to invade America. They've destroyed themselves. All right. But in the meantime, some Americans are actually fighting for sanity. One of those is Florida Governor DeSantis. That's right. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis is rapidly becoming my choice for president. And I've heard that I'm not alone in that. And I don't know what Trump's doing, but DeSantis is kicking ass. He just said, if there are cruise lines that are insisting on vaccine passports, you know, for customer origination from Florida ports, you know, DeSantis says, they can go somewhere else. We'll replace them. We'll replace them. So apparently there's a cruise line called Norwegian Cruise Lines that has ports. They depart from Miami and Port Canaveral and also Tampa. And apparently, at least from what I'm seeing here, they're requiring vaccine passports to get on their ships. And DeSantis is like, nah, no, you're not. Go back to Norwegia. Sail on back to Norway, folks, and we'll replace you. So good on DeSantis right there. All right, here's something else in the news. This was covered by freebeacon.com. Apple, which has been, well, let's face it, Apple's run by woketards who love China. They love communism. Turns out they love slave labor too. So Apple, they've been attacking Georgia over the election integrity law that just says, hey, people should have voter ID if they're going to vote. I mean, Apple should understand this. They have Apple ID. To do anything on Apple, you got to give up all your ID. I mean, just to buy music and whatever. But Apple is slamming Georgia. But then it turns out It turns out that Apple has been named in a report on forced labor of the Uyghurs in China, and Apple relies on 7 suppliers for components, 7 suppliers that are linked to slave labor. And I remember when Alex Jones was talking about this like 10 years ago, I think it was, that it's Apple's slave labor camps, you know, with suicide nets around the buildings so that people can't just kill themselves by jumping from the upper floors because people just want to die there. Apple loves that stuff because, I mean, Tim Cook, come on, you know, Tim Cook. Oh, yeah. Probably into all the child harvesting stuff, too, I would imagine. And he thinks it's great that Apple relies on slave labor because they're all about enslaving everybody. This is why they have censorship and they ban apps from Apple that expose evil in the world. They banned our app for exposing Satanism and abortion and GMOs and things like that. So, of course, Tim Cook and Apple, they love slave labor. That's their lifestyle. That's what they're all into. So if you buy an Apple device, any Apple device, an iPhone, if you buy, what is it, Apple TV and Apple Music and all those networks of Apple, just know that you're supporting slave labor. And so I thought we were beyond that in our world. I thought we ended that argument in the 1860s or so, even in the United States. I thought we ended that argument that we weren't going to support slavery. But apparently, Apple does. And people love to support Apple that supports slavery. But of course, Apple's not alone in that. We've also learned that Facebook has partnered with a group that's training Marxist journalists for the Chinese Communist Party. This story comes out of the nationalpulse.com. Facebook funds a CCP-linked Marxist journalism training to create more effective regime propagandists. This is part of Facebook's so-called journalism project that's funneled millions of dollars into partnerships with the so-called International Center for Journalists. This is the top sponsor of a Beijing-based Marxist journalism school that trains people to work for the Chinese Communist Party. So Facebook is literally funding the training of communist propagandists, while Apple is supporting Chinese slavery of basically an entire ethnic group of people. And then they lecture us on hate speech. They lecture us about how they need to be woke. Oh, they need to be woke. Oh, by the way, there was another story. I don't have the source here, but there's a new woke shakedown racket that's targeting corporations. And it's some of the same people who were behind the Black Lives Matter movement, as I understand it, or at least something associated with that. And they're going to corporations and saying that we can give you a woke shield, you know, to preemptively protect you from being attacked by, you know, our own radical left-wing lunatics. And all you got to do is pay us money and announce these things, you know, transgenderism and drag queens and child mutilation and, you know, gay helicopter pilots and whatever else. Just all LGBT, lunacy, transgenderism, and then you're going to have a woke shield and pay us a few million dollars, they say, and then your corporation will be safe. It's a shakedown. It's like the mafia walking around the streets of Chicago. Oh, you got a nice little pizzeria here. Be a shame if it burned down. Oh, that'd be a shame. Tell you what, we'll stop by every week. And we'll offer you insurance. Yep, you pay us insurance money. We'll offer you insurance and make sure that this pizzeria never burns down. Old mafia shakedown. That's happening in the corporate world now. Of course, some corporations like Woca-Cola don't even have to be shaken down because they already hate white people anyway, and they hate America, and they hate families. They hate the Constitution. I mean, they're so far gone. You know, the woke people probably go in there and say, whoa, this Woca-Cola is teaching us some new stuff. I didn't know they were going to have a new flavor called like Cherry Child Coca-Cola or something. I mean, who knows what they're into? Human trafficking surprise in every can. Man-child love soda. Unbelievable. Now, McDonald's is getting in on this action, not to be left behind, of course. Woke McDonald's is now pushing propaganda for the CDC. So they have their McCoffee cups. This is McDonald's coffee or McCafe cups. They're going to feature the new slogan, quote, "We can do this." You know, si se puede, which was introduced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to increase awareness about vaccinations. And the cups, according to Yahoo News, are going to encourage people to visit vaccine.gov for more information. And in their announcement of this, they said, quote, "Getting vaccinated is easy." Yeah, dying is easy from a vaccine. More than 150 million people have already gotten at least one dose of vaccine, and millions more are getting vaccinated every day, says Javier Becerra, Secretary of the Health and Human Services Organization. Check this out. "Thanks to McDonald's," says Javier, "people will now be able to get trusted information about vaccines when they grab a cup of coffee or order a meal." So what's my answer to this? If you eat at McDonald's, you're nutritionally retarded. You're already likely to get a vaccine. You don't need to be told at McDonald's. I mean, first of all, is McDonald's a public health hub for America? Really? Really? I mean, this reminds me of when the TSA was advertising on pizza boxes for more, you know, TSA agents. Pizza boxes. It's like, is this your target audience? Really? So I guess people who eat at McDonald's, HHS thinks they're dumb enough to be persuaded to get a vaccine by reading a slogan on a coffee cup. A crappy cup of coffee, from what I've been told. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I don't think McDonald's is on the top of the list there. I mean, you go in. I mean, who walks into McDonald's and thinks, "I come here for the health advice"? Yeah, I come here for the authoritative nutritional facts information. Tell me what's in that Big Mac one more time. I've forgotten some of the chemicals the last time I read it. No, seriously. Personally, I just think that the vaccine makers should partner with McDonald's and turn it into a pharmacy where you can drive through and basically just tell the person when you're ordering, is like, "Hey, I'm here in the McDonald's drive-thru. Obviously, I want to die. So what can you give me? What can you inject me with? What can you feed me? What can I drink here that will just speed up the process?" And they'll be happy. "Oh, we'll give you a vaccine and some chicken McSluggets and some French fries fried in genetically modified, partially hydrogenated canola oil or whatever we have today. Don't worry, sir. We can accelerate your demise in no time. Pull on around. We'll give you the total at the window." I mean, does the CDC really expect anybody to come up to the counter? "Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?" Yes, you may, little missy. "I came here seeking health advice." Well, lucky for you, we have this slogan on this coffee cup. "Why don't you give it a read, sir?" "Well, I think I will. It says I should go get inoculated. What does that word mean?" This country's turned into a retard festival. It's just the dumbest thing ever. It's the dumbest thing. I couldn't make this up. This is beyond a South Park episode. And it's real life. It's real life. You walk out into society and you're like, "Oh my God. How did we get here?" And just remember, this is a country where the American Medical Association says that you should let doctors be licensed based on how woke they are, not how good they are as doctors. I mean, it's all about wokesterism. So once again, you're going to have a society where the doctors and the engineers and the elected officials and the airplane pilots with, what was it, Delta Airlines. It's all about social justice now. Nobody will have any clue how to do anything. because the person that's the most qualified will be, of course, let go and replaced by the person who has the most social justice. Just means, you know, the most transgender, the most gay, you know, the most color, the most whatever. I don't know even what they're into. The craziest drag queen hair. That's who's going to run everything. And it's going to look like a freaking circus, like a total clown show of morons. And everybody, it's going to be just like Idiocracy. It's like, we don't even know how to do anything. You know, remember the doctor saying, like, put this in your mouth and put this one in your butt. And it's, a, you know, sensors. It's like, oh, wait, I mixed them up. This one goes in your mouth. And they have icons at the hospital counters, like, this. Remember the girl there in that scene? She's like, her head is sideways, eyes to the side, drooling. She's like, oh, touch one of the buttons. And the guy's like, where am I? What happened? Dude, you've been hibernating for 250 years. Welcome to Idiocracy. Turns out it didn't even take that long. You know, Mike Judge, who created that film, he was actually describing 2021. You only had to hibernate for like 10 years. Or what? How old is that movie? 15 years, something like that. You didn't have to hibernate for long at all. It's here. All right, so here's my best impression of the doctor from Idiocracy. And I'm going to ask my editor to bleep out the real profanity. But here goes. The star of the movie is asking, like, what's wrong with me? What's going on? Because the world around me that I see is totally insane. And the doctor says, right, kick ass. Well, don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're f***ed up. You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded. What I do is just like, you know what I mean? Like, all right, so that's medical advice from McDonald's right there. The CDC is turning to McDonald's for medical advice. It's practically an Idiocracy quote. Now, I do just want to remind you of the IQ test from the Secretary of Education in the movie Idiocracy. It goes like this. If you have one bucket with 2 gallons and one bucket with 4 gallons, how many buckets you got? That's the IQ test right there. So just remember, math is racist in the world of Idiocracy in which we live. So you're not allowed to say two buckets? Is it two buckets? You can't say 1 + 1 = 2. That's racist. All right. And finally, the coup de grace for this day's podcast is my impression of President Camacho from Idiocracy. Going to bleep out some of these words, but here we go. My impression of President Camacho. Yeah. I know it's bad right now with all that starving bullshit and the dust storms, and we are running out of French fries and burrito coverings, but I got a solution. Does that sound like Biden? A little bit right there. It's like, we'd have plenty of fuel in the pipeline if people weren't buying so much gas, you know, running out of French fries. Of course, that role right there, President Camacho, is played by Terry Crews, actually one of the better and, well, more informed actors in Hollywood. I'm kind of a fan of his. All right, got a couple more headlines for you, including a LifeSite news story about an Ontario doctors group that's vowing to target physicians who speak out against masks and lockdowns. I mean, you can't even imagine this stuff. But I do need to give credit to the sponsor of this podcast, the satellite phone store, SAT123.com, is where you can get information about this company. And they've been great. They've been sponsoring Steve Quayle and also Alex Jones and some of the other kind of independent media websites. And they've been really great. Doug Hagman and so on. They've been great. And they offer just for a monthly fee, you're buying minutes that you can roll over to other months. And they send you a phone essentially for free when you sign up for the plan. And you save up to about $1,000 because, you know, sat phones are not cheap, but they work almost everywhere on the planet. Pretty awesome. I now travel with one, and I have multiple phones now from multiple people in my company, and we have a plan to call each other at a certain time of day if the grid goes down and the cell towers go down, which happened recently in Texas. So check them out, SAT123.com, when you need a satellite phone. And their funding helps support Brighteon. So now this story from LifeSite News is just incredible. These Canadian medical professionals who've been critical of the extreme measures in response to COVID-19 have said that this effort to target physicians is, quote, unethical, anti-science, and deeply disturbing. It's the Physicians College of Canada's largest province said that it will investigate doctors who post on social media any opposition to COVID-19 lockdowns, vaccines, public health measures like masks, or promoting, quote, unproven treatments for COVID-19. You mean like vaccines that are unproven? What? These people are insane. Again, it's ripped right out of Idiocracy. Unproven treatments. So you're not allowed to promote unproven treatments, but yet the vaccines are unproven treatments, and you must promote them. So wait, what? What? No, my head hurts. Please make it stop. The College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario, that's who it is. They're claiming that, quote, physicians must not make comments or provide advice that encourages the public to act contrary to public health orders and recommendations, period. They should have actually put a comma there and added, no matter how stupid and insane the public advice happens to be. No matter how insane the morons running the public health system happen to be. Comma, even if it gets you killed. It's, oh my goodness. So, doctors are being targeted if they say anything against, you know, the allowable mainstream narrative. So you have to be 100% pro-mask. Well, didn't flip-flop Fauci in the USA just say that you don't need masks anymore? So can a Canadian doctor now say, turns out you don't need masks in public. What are you going to do about that? And they're going to get banned. Because in Canada, you still have to wear the mask. Don't worry, Scroat. There are plenty of tards out there living really kick-ass lives. My first wife was tarded. She's a pilot now. Probably flies for Delta. That's another line from Idiocracy, by the way. In case you're wondering, I'm doing a podcast full of bad impressions tonight. Oh, and don't forget that they've got, you know, big, hairy, stinky men now participating in women's weightlifting in the Olympics, the woke Olympics or woke-tard Olympics. Do you remember the steroid scandals back from the 1980s? And the USA was condemning, like, East Germany and Russia for having, like, big, strong women come in and do weightlifting and other Olympic sports. And they were saying, oh, these East German women, I mean, they're being injected with, you know, anabolic steroids and growth hormones and everything. Remember that? And now the U.S. is probably just going to start having men pretend to be women, and that's okay. You're not allowed to criticize that. So, it's wrong to inject women with anabolic steroids in the Olympics, but it's fine to have a big hairy dude with a penis come in and lift weights and win the women's gold medals. That's okay, because the Olympics are fully woke-tard now. And I'm pretty sure the Olympics are going to be sponsored by McDonald's and Coca-Cola as well, because, you know, they all go together. but how insane. I can't fathom how this continues. I mean, where does this go next? I mean, we've entered a world where in Canada, if you're a doctor, you have to agree with McDonald's health advice in your social media posts. Otherwise, you will be banned. How did we get here? And the things that are considered bad in society are, you know, families and Bibles and God and church and the founding fathers and the rule of law and police officers and soldiers. And the things that are good in society, you know, at least considered good, are violent left-wing terrorists, surgeons who maim the genitalia of children, human traffickers, drug dealers, corrupt politicians, grifters and money launderers, and central banks and currency counterfeiters. And everything I've just mentioned, that's just Governor Newsom's support staff. I haven't even got into DC yet. But no, seriously, all that's considered good now. And they're all pushing vaccines and transgenderism and the destruction of the family. And Hollywood's gone full Luciferian, full-blown satanic nonsense. Oh, by the way, I've got an interview coming up this weekend with Vicki O'Brien from, what is it, Relevant Entertainment, that her company makes faith-based films. And we talk about Hollywood, and I ask her a lot of questions about Hollywood, like, what's going on? So we really have at it with Hollywood. It's going to be an interesting interview. Should be posted Saturday or Sunday on Brightown.com. But my goodness, this society is completely insane. And what it tells you, the upshot is, we're close to the end, folks. We are close to the end of this society. This insane chapter that's accelerating with, you know, gender insanity and anti-logic insanity and fiscal insanity, political insanity, all of it. These are indicative of the last phase of the downfall of a society. This is what happened in Rome. They were going nuts right towards the end, towards the collapse. And governments paying people to not work, printing fake money, you know, to stimulate the fake economy. Hyperinflation has taken off. Pipelines are getting shut down. Shortages are exploding everywhere. The culture has gone totally insane. And preying upon children is considered somehow now an achievement in society. These are the end days of the society. We're watching the end. Lawlessness is encouraged and the rule of law is abandoned. The police are defunded and the terrorists on the left are let go, never charged for their crimes. This is it. This is how societies fail. You're watching it kind of in fast motion right now. We used to call it a slow motion train wreck. It's now like a regular speed train wreck is actually what's going on. You can kind of see it day by day. So the upshot is that everything that I've mentioned over all these years, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, and you've heard me say these things, you know, simple things like don't be stuck holding fiat currency, you know, trade it in for stuff that's real. You know, get out of the cities, for God's sake. Learn how to be self-reliant. Learn how to grow some of your own food. Learn how to defend yourself. Become proficient in firearms. Gain life skills for self-proficiency. Learn emergency medicine, emergency communications. All these things are now coming to fruition, aren't they? All of them. So if you've done any of those things, give yourself a little pat on the back right now. You're on the right track. You know, it's no joke. I mean, I know I play around here on the podcast with impressions and so on, but in reality, it's no joke. These are life and death skills. You got to avoid the vaccine, learn how to make your own medicine, get away from the zombies that are about to launch a zombie wave apocalypse across America. Be ready to ride this out. Next 3 to 4 years are going to be the most insane times, not only of our lives, but of the history of human civilization. It's going to be crazier than World War II. And crazier than, you know, Stalinist Russia. Crazier than the Civil War. Craziest times in history, right here, right now. Get ready. So use this weekend to prepare. I will be doing that as much as I can. Hopefully working on my vertical hydroponic food grow tower that I haven't had a chance to get to yet. That's my goal. Got a couple other projects to share with you next week as well. I'll be back with you on Monday with another podcast and some news updates. There's a war in Israel. Well, Gaza, you know, between Israel and Palestine, I suppose, is what's going on. I don't know all the details. And I dare not trod into that quagmire of of a political firestorm, but crazy things are happening. Things are heating up. Maybe a civil war in France. Things happening in the Ukraine. America's headed for some kind of uprising. Things are heating up, folks. Be ready. Be ready because, boom, things could ignite overnight or things could collapse overnight. So be ready. Use this weekend wisely. Thank you for listening. If you want to support our work, healthrangerstore.com is where you can find our preparedness food storage products. Thanks for listening.